2:07, the day before Thanksgiving. What? Better get that turkey thawed.
How'd that happen?
All I can say. It's Julie Buck, Randy Naught, and Max Boise with you. John Carney has the day off today. Super glad you're with us. Anytime, feel free to join the conversation on our text line at 84126.
All right, right now at 2:07, we're going to talk about something happening next week here at KTRS called Giving Tuesday. It's where you kind of find it in your heart to help those in your community. And today we are talking to Lisa Key. She is the Chief Development Officer at Emmaus Homes, which is an organization that empowers adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities to live independently. We love that. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks for having me
on.
Oh, so glad. I said to Max, I'm like, I cannot believe that it's been a year.
Right.
Feel like you were just sitting here to my left like 2 months ago.
Agreed.
And it's just, I feel like every year of my life that I get older, I feel like time just flies even more
really
fast.
Does.
So how are things going? What's the latest with Emmaus Homes?
You know, we're doing well. We currently serve about 200 clients with developmental disabilities in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Our clients live in homes of their choosing. So we have about 70 homes spread out through the area. And we serve folks in Warren, Franklin, St. Louis, and St. Charles County. Our clients are healthy, they're thriving, they're happy, they're doing well. And to us, that's the most important thing.
So one of the things that I hear a lot about this is, you know, I've got a really good friend who has a daughter that's turning 21 shortly, and she's got some developmental disabilities, and they're working with that, and they've been working with her, you know, her entire life, to be honest. And I know that things change for people once they actually become an adult, as far as their living situation, as far as their schooling/work life. Can you talk about that and how that changes and what Emmaus Homes does to help people?
Sure. And you know what? You and I talked about this the last time I was here. So Emmaus, we only serve adults. And so that's a person over the age of 18 who has a developmental disability. And by that, we define developmental disabilities as it could be a head injury, Down syndrome, autism, anything on that sort of spectrum. But for us to welcome new clients into our services, I know that there's a lot of folks out there that would like to be served by Emmaus. The most critical thing that can happen for your friend and her daughter is for them to have the funding that they need to receive services like ours. And that's really where the hiccup is. There's a lot of folks that would like to have that funding, would like to be served by an organization like ours, but there's not enough funding, so it's Medicaid to go around. And so I really would urge your friend and your listeners, if you have somebody that needs the support that we offer, that you need to have a case manager through the Department of Mental Health that can help you access funding that would allow us the opportunity to serve your friend.
And that's where people listening can help on Tuesday, on Giving Tuesday. What specifically are you asking for?
We're asking that people consider making a gift to our organization. So for every dollar in care that we provide, only about 90 cents of it is covered through federal and state funding sources. And that remaining 10 cents, that equates to a gap of about $2 million. And so that's the work that my team does to fundraise to help close that gap. Giving Tuesday is a way for us to do that. You know, Giving Tuesday comes after Black Friday and after Cyber Monday. And, you know, people in this community, in the St. Louis metropolitan area, are wonderfully generous to organizations like ours and to others. And we would ask your listeners to consider making a gift.
And so this is where we all come together and become a community when we all give a little bit.
St. Louis does that.
It makes
a
big
difference. Much.
It does.
So much.
It really makes a huge difference. So we've talked a lot about community today on the show in different ways, giving of your time, giving of your resources. And if you can spare to give a little bit to somebody else, you put it all together and it makes a huge difference.
It really does. And as I mentioned before, St. Louis is such a wonderfully philanthropic area, and we have a lot of great causes in this area, right? And Emmaus is one of them, but we are so blessed to have the support of our community. We're funded by the United Way as well, but just, you know, people are wonderfully generous and we certainly appreciate that.
And that gap is an important gap because it covers a wider range of needs. Like what do you need for these individuals to make sure that their lives are running smoothly and they're being taken care of?
So what we've talked about a lot lately is anything that can help our clients, the folks that we serve, become more independent. And so technology is a big part of that, right? And so we have a lot of adaptive equipment in homes that would help our clients live a much more independent life, which is what really they want, what everybody wants, right? You want to be able to live independently. And so we fundraised for that. Here's a great example of it. I recently presented to a foundation asking them to help us put iPads in our home because most of our clients don't have a phone, but an iPad, they can communicate with loved ones or family members or their friends. They're also telehealth medical appointments that they...
You know, that's so true. If you don't have that connection and that device, you can literally now be cut off, you know, and it can also open so many doors for people to communicate and be able to have that sense of community online.
Right. Absolutely.
Facebook, whatever it might be.
Yeah, it's very important for them to have that connection. So it's a variety of things that we're seeking funding for. It helps us with training and it helps us provide spiritual care services. That's an unfunded program that we have at Emmaus. We're a faith-based organization, and as such, we have a full-time chaplain on staff that provides counseling services not only to our clients but also to our team members as well. So we have a long list of needs that your listeners can help us fund.
One thing I'm looking at on the fact sheet we were provided is that you've been in the St. Louis community for more than 130 years, which that says something in itself. And of course, we're talking about Giving Tuesday, and people are like, oh, you know, can I give to it? And, you know, who's it going to go to? You have specifically somebody here. Her name is Jessica. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Jessica's story.
So Jessica is a young woman that lives with us, is served by Emmaus, and she is nonverbal and also non-ambulatory. So she uses a wheelchair, and how she communicates is through a touch system. She has a pointer that is modified and it's on her head, and that allows her to use a touch screen that she can communicate with. And so it allows her to interact. Yeah, it allows her to interact with, not only with her roommates, but also with her staff and with the broader community as well.
So that was a question I had. When you serve these different patients, customers, however you look at it, clients, are these folks living in a home together, or is it just depending on the situation?
Yeah, so typically how it works is that, let's say your friend's daughter was going to come into our program. We would meet with the family members, meet with the daughter, talk with her about where she would like to live. So it could be somewhere in this area. And we work to identify a home in that area. If we don't have a home in that area, we'll certainly work to try to meet their needs. But usually our clients live in a house very similar to what you and I live in. It's typically a ranch through a 4-bedroom home. And they live there with a couple of roommates. We take a lot of pride in the fact that you can drive by an Emmaus home and not know that it's any different than any other neighbor, right? Our clients are very much a part of their community, and they, as such, they're great neighbors. Sometimes we have clients, though, that would prefer not to live in a home. Maybe they want to live in an apartment or a condo, and maybe because of their situation, they need to live independently, meaning without other roommates. Mm-hmm. And we certainly can work to accommodate that as well. So it's really about meeting the client's needs.
And in I know you have 70 homes.
70.
Where are they located?
St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Warren, and Franklin County.
So widespread, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And where can people go to learn more about Emmaus Homes?
Sure. Visit our website at emmaushomes.org.
E-M-M-A-U-S. That is how you spell it. And you can go there for Giving Tuesday.
Right. And if you want to go on Giving Tuesday, there's also a website, emmaushomes.org/Giving Tuesday.
Yep.
So you could do it just like that.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's all there. Well, Lisa, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too. Thanks for having me on. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hopefully this next year we can slow time down a little bit and enjoy it a little more, right?
Right.
I'll see you next year here, though.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
For sure. All right. Thanks for all you do in our community. We'll be back in just a minute on the Big 550 KTRS.